This is the physical therapy room for amputees at Walter Reed Army Hospital. These young soldiers come for the assistance they'll need to help them make the transition to civilian lives. They already have two major advantages. They are young and in top physical condition. Daniel Carroll works with the amputees.
At Walter Reed, they're fit with prostheses a lot sooner than the normal population. And that's to prevent deconditioning and, just to keep them coordinated and have them back into action as soon as possible.
Back into action does not mean back on the front lines for a large majority of these soldiers. It means learning to walk before learning to run. Lance Corporal Cade Hinkhouse has dreams of running again. He is training with a mechanical leg, rather than the customary C-leg worn by most soldier amputees. The C-leg directs physical movement by means of a computer inside the knee unit. Cade Hinkhouse likes the mechanical leg because it gives him more muscle control.
Well, there's probably some more fine-tuning I can do to make sure I walk a little bit better and not fall so much.
Cade Hinkhouse was only 19 when an improvised bomb like this one in the Iraqi town of Ramadi blew up next to the military vehicle in which he was riding. He lost a leg, part of his skull, and one of his buddies.
But my friend was sitting 6 inches next to me off to my right, and he died.
Cade Hinkhouse might also have died if it had not been for the medics who moved in behind the blast. These quick response surgical teams can set up a hospital unit in 1 hour. They may also have saved the life of Marine Corporal Travis Green. At Walter Reed, he is learning to balance on his computer-directed limbs with the help of a walker. He describes how he lost both legs when a secondary explosion happened during the rescue of another soldier.
An IED blew up on the other side of the 7-ton, and all the shrapnel came underneath and took everybody's legs from theirs.
Bulletproof vests worn by the U.S. military protect the largest part of the body. The head, arms, and legs are more vulnerable. The rates of head and neck injuries, as well as limb amputations, have been higher in Iraq compared to previous wars. In the past, wartime has always been the source of innovation in the development of prosthetics. The conflict in Iraq has prompted the use of lighter, more durable materials like graphite and titanium. Again, Daniel Carroll.
The biggest advent we saw is the addition of the use of carbon fiber, which is an energy-storing material for things to add strength to the socket and also flexibility and energy storage to the feet.
Returning soldiers like Cade Hinkhouse say they realize their physical abilities will never be as they were before going off to war, but they hope to have fewer limitations by learning to use these lighter, more flexible prostheses.
If I have kids, how am I going to chase them around in a wheelchair if I don't have my leg on? There's a lot of obstacles I'll have to overcome.
Melinda Smith, VOA News, at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center.